Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, November 7th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is, to be sure. It just gets wilder all the time. We'll talk a little bit about some of the latest cartoonish shenanigans in this thing we call reality. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all road warriors, those who'd esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So, a little bit of sacred cow tipping as we sort of lean into the day's happenings. Let me see if I follow the logic here. Shriners is known as a known Masonic organization, a gateway frat to the upper echelons, if you will. It doesn't always do good in every case. And in fact, some, like me, would argue it's a setup specifically to conscript those with sterling reputations because that's how the mob works. You know, who would suspect the person with a sterling reputation? And what's with the Islamic symbolism? For instance, have you researched the history of the Red Fez? Are they a fraternal order of Islamofascists? But Chris, some might say, the Shriners sponsor children's hospitals. Okay, so then if ISIS sponsored hospitals, we'd embrace it too, right? After all, the predominantly Islamic nation of Iran has sponsored out-of-state hospitals in places like Syria, but we don't seem to be rushing to embrace it. Hmm. And speaking of Iran, it's interesting. This morning, while we slept early this morning, Aaron and Melissa Dykes over at TreeStream Media published a video a couple of hours ago, I think 2 or 3 hours ago, not more than that. And it's already been viewed almost 20,000 times. It's a video that you need to see and everyone you know should see it. It's interesting the way this all kind of coalesces. You know, when you get confirmation of things, that's always interesting. I was preparing some remarks along the same lines last night, and this was a sort of confirmation of the things I was talking about. So the title of the video is While Everyone Was Busy Being Distracted by Texas, This. Go ahead, please. The video opens with the words from Orwell's 1984. The very word war, therefore, has become misleading. It would probably be accurate to say that by becoming continuous, war has ceased to exist.
To get people bought in. Give your consent over to this system so it continues and maintain about a 50% support rate. There's just enough to keep half the country on the president's side, more or less, and the other half fighting with that half to divide and conquer us while the agenda that has been the agenda for as long as I've been alive, at the very least, continues business as usual. The president they put in there never strays from the overall goals. And Iran has been a goal, a key domino, for decades now.
This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Iran has been on the target list for many years now. There's a lot of reasons for that. The Shia-Sunni conflict in the Middle East, the plan to remap the Middle East for the benefit of some of the common conspirators, the central banks. There's lots of reasons they like to take out Iran, but with over 80 million people, it's a rather large chess piece. It's taken them some time to work up to another Iran coup since the old days of the 1953 overthrow of Mossadegh and the installation of the Shah. Quite clearly, the George W. Bush regime, and especially Dick Cheney, tried to instigate a war against Iran. They put them in the so-called Axis of Evil.
An axis of evil.
And they attempted to provocate some stuff.
There was a dozen ideas proffered how to trigger a war. The one that interested me the most was, why don't we in our shipyard, build 4 or 5 Iranian boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes through the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. And it was ejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans.
It just didn't quite take off, largely because people were getting so sick of the wars and the lies associated with the events taking us to war. But now, after 8 years of Obama and the fresh faces in the White House, they're clearly at it again. And Trump, for his part, has been publicly salivating over this Iran war since at least the GOP debate in Las Vegas, where everyone showed how high they could jump to the tune of terror attacks and a coming conflict with Iran.
But I would certainly not do first strike. I think that once the nuclear alternative happens, it's over.
I'm a very militaristic person.
You know, whatever happened to the days of Douglas MacArthur? I mean, he'd go and attack.
I've been saying, take the oil, take the oil.
Iran.
The Iran deal.
Is there a terrorist nation?
Iran is one of their biggest trading partners. Iran has power over North Korea. I met with Bibi Netanyahu the other day. Believe me, he is not a happy camper.
And it's sickening. It's unconstitutional. It's anti-American. It's despicable. And it's everything we should stand up against. They're gearing up for this crap right now.
Now, 3 weeks ago, Trump gave his Iran strategy speech.
Upon taking office, I've ordered a complete strategic review of our policy toward the rogue regime in Iran.
And I think Michael Krager of Liberty Blitzkrieg summed it up pretty well when he wrote, "The speech was downright terrifying, serving to confirm all my worst fears about what he's up to in the Middle East. There's no way you can listen to that disingenuous rant and not recognize that he's already made up his mind about war with Iran." Although I would say it really wasn't a decision left up to Trump, obviously. Presidents don't have power. That's not how this works. What comes next will be a series of U.S.-imposed red lines and demands, which Iran will eventually be said to violate, at which point the U.S. will escalate bigly. And in what I'm sure is a complete and utter coincidence, just 3 days before his Iran strategy speech, Donald Trump met with his good friend, Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger has been a friend of mine. I've liked him, I've respected him, but we've been friends for a long time, long before my emergence in the world of politics.
Kissinger, of course, a war criminal who these days is looking very much like a human pile of garbage in a suit melting into a chair. And not many days before that, if you'll recall, during a photo op with top military brass, Trump gave an ominous warning with no explanation of the calm before the storm.
Donald Trump's made an ominous-sounding statement to journalists following a meeting with top U.S. military officials at the White House. He suggested the talks on Thursday, during which North Korea and Iran were discussed, were a prelude to a major event, but then declined to comment further.
Calm before the storm.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
And it makes total sense, considering that his cabinet looks like a Bush regime wet dream that's filled to the brim with Goldman Sachs, Zionists left and right, and top military brass, and I think you even have a CIA contractor in there, so you got everybody. They couldn't quite make it to Iran during the Bush years, so why not now? I'm assuming that's why Activist Post tweeted this out earlier today. And I haven't looked into it enough to call it, but while everyone is busy discussing the Facebook post of the accused Texas church shooter, which the mainstream media is in full swing billing as the worst mass shooting in a church in American history, Saudi Arabia is claiming that Iran has committed an act of war because Houthis supposedly fired a missile at the Riyadh airport Saturday from Yemen. But you have the alignment of the UAE and the Bahrain ministers joining Saudi criticism of Iran, and so that's picking up steam. And while that's going on, you also have what is being reported as a massive power play in Saudi Arabia over the weekend as the crown prince consolidated his control over Saudi Arabia's political system and foreign policy in a series of well-planned moves that included ordering the arrests of prominent officials and businessmen, which sounds a lot like something that might happen in the lead-up to a new war. They're saying he's consolidating power in Saudi Arabia at a level that has not been seen in decades. Further on that, despite its despicable track record of crimes against humanity, we're told Saudi Arabia is a U.S. ally, so we gotta pat their backs and get all up in their dirty business. At least I'm assuming that's why Donald Trump not only approved a $110 billion weapons deal with them just as one of his first orders of business just a few months after he became president, but just today it's been announced that while all this stuff is currently going on in Saudi Arabia, Trump is considering yet another weapons deal with them. And it's only been a few months since the last weapons deal with them.
This channel has covered multiple times that Iran is so much in the crosshairs. It's such a persistent target. It's such a country that these war generals and policy wonks in Washington are salivating over, that an actual entire book was written by the Brookings Institute, yes, Satan's own think tank, raising the question, which path to Persia? Not whether there would be a conflict in Iran, not whether they seek regime change, but how to get there and maintain international credibility. And they ran through everything from a false flag attack to a joint airstrike with Israel or Saudi Arabia, to a domino situation with Syria or surrounding countries, to a PT boat confrontation, and much more. And Melissa covered before how one of the Brookings scenarios is the failed deal, almost as if Obama's controversial deal with Iran was set up just to be knocked down like a bowling pin so they could say, well, we tried diplomacy and it failed. Unfortunately, war's the only option left.
And as Tony Cartolucci of Land Destroyer Report pointed out in this excellent article about how they're edging us closer to war, this whole thing with the Iran deal from when Obama gave it to them to when Trump took it away is all one big play out of the Brookings Report, Which Path to Persia, Options for a New American Strategy Towards Iran, that was put out in 2009, almost verbatim. If you go in and take a look at it, it says, any military operation against Iran will likely be very unpopular around the world and require the proper international context. The best way to minimize international opprobrium and maximize support, however grudging or covert, is to strike only when there is widespread conviction that the Iranians were given but then rejected a superb offer, one so good that only a regime determined to acquire nuclear weapons and require them for the wrong reasons would turn it down. Under those circumstances, the U.S. or Israel could portray its operations as taken in sorrow, not anger, and at least in some in the international community would conclude that the Iranians brought it all on themselves.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it.
And a guy named Patrick Clawson actually went on stage and reminded everyone how wars are started in the United States and how the next one with Iran is going to happen too.
It's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran, which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests.
The traditional way that America gets to war is what's best for the interests. Now, listen to what the traditional way is that America goes to war.
Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor.
False flag.
Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode.
Also a false flag.
Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode.
Total false flag.
We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded.
Also a false flag.
May I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack.
Also a false flag. Do you see a pattern here? And I'm just telling you guys that it feels like history repeating here. So much groundwork is being laid for this right now. And as everyone is distracted with false flags and BS Antifa threats and hyped conspiracies that are obviously fake just to make everyone look anywhere else but here, like the one that happened on Saturday, look at the chessboard. Step back and take a look. Look at how stacked the deck is getting here. We would love to be wrong about this. Would love to be wrong. I really would love it if we were wrong here. But I can't deny what I'm seeing. I can't pretend this isn't happening. In Aaron's last video on how our elections are bought, rigged, fake, and worthless to the actual individual in this country other than to serve to further divide and conquer us while the system-stated agenda continues. Business as usual. Someone asked us, when are we going to give Trump his due? Besides the fact that he got into power and immediately offensively bombed a sovereign nation, went back on half the stuff he said during his campaign.
You said that the U.S. should become a diminishing presence in NATO.
Let me tell you, NATO is obsolete.
What more NATO can do in the fight against terrorism? I complained about that a long time ago and they made a change. And now they do fight terrorism. I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
I think Hillary is very weak. I think she's pathetic. I think she should be in jail for what she did with her email.
She deleted the emails. She has to go to jail.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Said you wanted to get in jail. Your people in your audiences kept saying, lock him up.
Yeah. But she did some bad things. I mean, she did some bad things.
I know, but a special prosecutor?
I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. They're good people. I don't want to hurt them.
Put in an enemy of personal liberty like Jeff Sessions, among others, I would say that I will give Trump his due if in the next 4 to 8 years he hasn't taken us into yet another bloody, humanity-raping war in the Middle East, just like all of our last presidents have in modern American history. Then we'll talk about Trump getting any kind of due.
Let me go back to Iran. You said they will do what I tell them. How do you make them do what you say?
They will know I'm not playing games.
I met with Bibi Netanyahu the other day. Believe me, he is not a happy camper.
Donald Trump is going to war for Israel. Never before has a president been so incredibly pro-Israel.
Military action against Iran. Are you going to do something to that country?
Well, I would want to help Saudi Arabia. I would want to protect Saudi Arabia.
Would you take action against Iran militarily if you're president?
Depending on what the deal is, I would have to do that.
You tell the Middle East we're not using a nuclear weapon.
I would never say that. I would never take any of my cards off the table.
How about Europe? We won't use it in Europe.
I'm not going to take it off the table.
Power should be held in account, not worshipped like a bunch of fanboys and fangirls who are watching their favorite reality TV show.
So what do you think about that? Pretty interesting stuff, huh? It's crazy stuff. And people forget about Patrick Klassen and his bizarre statement. That article, remember the Business Insider article that ran back in September of 2012? And the headline was, "Lobbyist says Israel should create a false flag to start a war with Iran." Of course, America is a false flag, the tip of the proxy spear, so to speak. But I'm always reminded of a clip we'll play in the next segment. We play it often when Iran comes up. In fact, I like to play it every time Iran comes up in this warmongering. We'll hear that when we come back. Stick around.
You know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
With Iran is on the cover. How likely is a U.S. military strike, and would it lead to all-out war? Joining us now is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. He's taught strategy and military operations at the National War College, the Air War College, and the Naval War College. Colonel, thanks very much for coming in. You've just prepared a paper for the Century Foundation entitled Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran. You speak to a lot of people plugged in. What is your bottom line? How close, in your opinion, is the U.S., the Bush administration, to giving that go-ahead order?
It's been given. In fact, we've probably been executing military operations inside Iran for at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming.
Well, let me impress you on that. When you say it's been given, the president says he wants diplomacy to work to convince the Iranian government to stop enriching uranium, to not go forward. I would tell the Iranian people that we have no desire for conflict, he told David Ignatius of the Washington Post the other day. So what does that mean, the order has been given?
We are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming from both the Iranians, Americans, and from congressional sources.
What is military operation? Sure. Define that.
Sure. They probably have had two objectives going back 18 months. The first was to gather intelligence. Where is the Iranian nuclear program? The second has been to prepare dissident groups for phase two, which will be the strike, which will come as the next phase, I think.
Preparing intelligence, that's understandable, using all sorts of means. They want to know what the Iranians are up to in terms of their nuclear program. But are you suggesting that U.S. military forces, special operations forces, or others are on the ground right now in Iran?
Yes, sir. Certainly. Absolutely clear. The evidence is overwhelming from lots of sources. And again, most of them you can read in the public. You know, Seymour Hersh has done good work on it, and there are lots of other people who have done that. I've talked to Iranians. I asked an Iranian ambassador to the IAEA, what's this I hear about Americans being there? He said to me, well, we've captured some people who work with them. We've confirmed that they're there.
Yeah, but, you know, these guys, the Iranians, you can't necessarily believe what they're saying. They could arrest some dissidents in Iran and say these are American spies. They do that all the time.
Sure. The House Committee on Emerging Threats tried to have a hearing some weeks ago in which they asked the Department of State and Defense to come and answer this question, because it's serious enough to be answered without congressional approval, and they didn't come to the hearing. There are sources that I talked to on the Hill who believe that that's true, and it's being done without congressional oversight.
Look, I was once a Pentagon correspondent many years ago, and in those days and in these days, and as Jamie McIntyre just reported, and as you well know from your time of active duty at the Pentagon in the U.S. military, these guys are planning contingency operations for almost everything. If Canada goes to war against the United States, they've got a contingency plan.
Okay, different now. Two differences. Number one, we've learned from Time magazine today that some U.S. naval forces have been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different
stage. You think it's possible there's a little psychological warfare being played on Ahmadinejad right now to rattle him, to spread the word, to put out this kind of information, to get him nervous, perhaps a little bit more agreeable to the diplomatic option?
It's possible. It's also possible that this path was selected a long time ago. You recall that even before Gulf II, that at a time when the president said, we have no plan, I have no plan on my desk, in the summer of 2002, we began bombing Iraq, Operation Southern Focus, without congressional approval, without the UN sanctions. We went ahead and began bombing.
Well, the argument at that time was if there were violations of the no-fly zone, U.S. warplanes were flying in the north and the south, and there were rockets or anti-aircraft fire going up, they could take those out.
Yes, but it was a campaign to begin the war before the war began. And, you know, I would suggest the evidence is there.
And so you see a similar pattern right now.
Exactly.
We're going to follow this closely. Colonel Sam Gardner, thanks very much.
Okay.
We'll look forward to reading your report that the Century Foundation is putting out as well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. the network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Kind of a mess, wasn't it? Holy cow. We're having some serious technical difficulties, and that's always fun. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I always think it's interesting to throw into the mix the clip that you heard in the last segment, and that was retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner on the Situation Room, Wolf Blitzerbot's Situation Room, back in September of 2006. And you'll recall, if you listened to it, that Sam Gardner, when asked, Wolf Blitzer says, "You've just prepared a paper for the Century Foundation entitled Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran. Incidentally, it's just another one of those fun coincidences to note that if you go over to the Century Foundation, you used to be able to find that publication. You used to be able to find Sam Gardner as one of their authors. But guess what? If you go over to the Century Foundation today and click on publications, you won't find the topic of Iran, nor will you find the author, Sam Gardner. How convenient. If you do a search online, you won't find that report anywhere on the website, the report titled Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran. So that's, you know, how convenient. Anyway, Sam Gardner asks, you know, he says, "You just prepared a paper for the Century Foundation entitled Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran. You speak a lot, you speak to a lot of plugged in people. What's the bottom line? How close are we?" And of course, Sam Gardner says, you know, "How close are we to the order being given, the go ahead to invade Iran?" And Gardner says, "It's already been given. In fact, we have probably been executing military operations inside Iran for at least 18 months. That would put U.S. Intervention in Iran back to at least 2004. Think about that. And he says the evidence is overwhelming. And of course, Blitzerbot goes, "Bah, bah, 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 bah." You know, when you say it's been given, the president says he wants diplomacy. And it, of course, that's how this works. Come on, Wolf, you're an old school bad guy. You've been a White House correspondent, and you've been around a million years. You know how this game works. What the president says and what the foreign policy advisors do doesn't necessarily line up. That's part of the psychosis of American foreign policy and its uncomfortable relationship with the mainstream press or the public. It's not so uncomfortable with the press, but I always think that's interesting. So Sam Gardner says we're conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming from both the Iranians, Americans, and congressional sources. And so that was back in 2006. And I wish that I could point you to a source for Sam Gardner's report, the report in question, considering the U.S. military option for Iran. I'm not aware of a source right now. If folks in the chat area are aware of a source, it'd be great to publicize that. I have a copy. I've looked for a copy in subsequent years that I could point folks to, but obviously that's an important document, so that has to get disappeared like so many other things conveniently. Most recently, as I've mentioned, that interview with Alan Greenspan and on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer back in, 2007? That was another casualty that I noticed recently, September 18th, 2007, that conversation where Alan Greenspan says the relationships with the Fed chair and the president don't really matter. So things like this, Sam Gardner's report considering the U.S. military option for Iran, it tells too big a story. The report that Aaron and Melissa Dykes mention, and they mention it often, the book actually, Which Path to Persia, over at the Brookings Institute, which began as the IGR, the Institute for Government Research, and guys like William Willoughby, who gave us this administrative system, started out over there at Brookings, or the Institute for Government Research at the time. Didn't become Brookings, I think, until the late 20s, I want to say 27 or 29. Anyway, Which Path to Persia you can still find. You can't find Sam Gardner's report, though. And so it's interesting. You know, and what's particularly provocative in this case. The reason that I always want to play Sam Gardner's appearance on the Sit Room with Blitzerbot is because in Gardner's report, considering the U.S. military option for Iran, he mentions the CNN line, and he talks about how what was happening in Iran at the time, and really what happens around the world. It's this has been normalized now. Is operations below the CNN line. And so you heard Aaron and Melissa Dykes in the first video that we played talk about the video titled "While Everyone Was Busy Being Distracted by Texas." You heard them talk about the shaping up, you know, the gathering forces to unleash the dogs of war. I've talked to a number of folks who have been talking about the things that are happening in the Bremerton area, for example, some unprecedented sorts of things, nukes and subs and all kinds of things. And we've seen a posturing, obviously, that we haven't seen in a long time, maybe even ever. Having groups of fleets out in the Pacific the way that we do now, you know, three carrier groups is unprecedented. So it's basically, I guess what I'm saying is it's as if we're seeing this, the culmination finally of the greater Yanan or the greater Israel project, the Yanan plan, the Wolfowitz doctrine, as Wesley Clark talked about. And you heard that, you know, the clip on YouTube of the Commonwealth speech. Everyone plays, you know, even the video, not casting aspersions, but even the video that Aaron and Melissa Dykes published includes the Democracy Now! Clip. I think people should go watch the Fora TV interview that Wes Clark did 7 months after the Democracy Now! Interview on his book tour. And the YouTube clip that's 7 minutes long is titled General, Wes Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup. That one is more, Wes Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup is the title of that one. It was published November 5th, 2007, and it's published by the Fora TV YouTube channel, and they included a link to his Commonwealth Club talk on October 3rd, 2007, which was 7 months to the day after his Democracy Now! Appearance, where he gave a watered-down version, I would say, of the same speech. I think his intimation about the foreign policy coup was a little more descriptive and detailed in the Commonwealth Club speech, which is why we always play that clip. So what we're seeing now is, in Sam Gardner's vernacular, a coming above the CNN line, so to speak, of these operations, it seems. And so what is the false flag going to be? You know, I think Aaron Melissa Dykes did a great job, as they always do, of kind of bringing our attention to the news of the day in the proper context, that being just kind of watching the headlines for distractions, misdirection, and also the false flag that is probably shaping up. But these diplomatic misstatements and missteps are a vital piece of what's happening as well. You know, watching the continued erosion of diplomacy, if you could even call it that, is, as they mentioned, an essential piece. You know, the Iran deal, for example, is it's kind of an instrumental piece of that. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out. You know, I would say, in simple terms, just to put it succinctly, this video that Aaron and Melissa Dykes published, "While Everyone Was Busy Being Distracted by Texas," is a video that everyone should watch. And I think it's interesting that they're not including any description, really. The video title is very ambiguous, and if I had to guess, I would say that's probably in an effort to avoid having their videos scrubbed or having their channel flagged. I don't know. I haven't heard specifically on that, but I think that's interesting because, you know, you look back at some of their older videos and there used to be at least a link to the article on their site, truestreammedia.com, and they're not even doing that these days. The titles are getting more ambiguous, but, you know, it's understandable based on what we've seen. And, of course, Richie from Boston was on yesterday. Speaking of Richie, a brief aside on that, YouTube apparently decided to put his old channel back up, but wait, not so fast. Whenever you're ready with that, if you can play that, that'd be great. But so Richie's content will from now on be on that Roman numeral 2 channel, Richie from Boston, Roman numeral 2. But it's interesting, YouTube republished his old channel, which is a very odd thing based on what Richie mentioned. Here's what Richie had to say about YouTube republishing his old channel. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so here we go. After reviewing your account, we have confirmed that your account is not in violation. So we have unsuspended your account. And it means you're once again active and operational. But then, and so that's in 6:26 p.m., 13 minutes ago. And now here we go. Copyright. Copyright. Copyright strike. Copyright strike. And copyright strike. You see this? 6:26, your account is no longer closed down. 6:31, 6:36, 6:37, 6:38, 6:38. Just non-stop copyright strikes.
So there you go. What more can you say? It's very odd. So are they? It seems like a trap, basically, drawing Richie in to publish videos there, and the channel gets shut down again. So again, from what I understand, Richie is publishing content from now on over at the other channel, Richie from Boston, Roman numeral 2. The other account, Richie from Boston 2.0, as we heard him say yesterday, is also his account, but it's a backup, and it's not his primary channel now. So now the Roman numeral 2 will become the primary channel, and the content, I hope the original channel stays up and that content remains out there for everyone to see, because there's some great content over on his channel. So to conclude, getting back to the subject of Iran, I think that video that Aaron and Melissa Dykes published while everyone was busy being distracted by Texas is essential watching. It's 15 minutes. Everyone should see it. We should circulate it far and wide. And with that, I would include Sam Gardner's appearance on the Situation Room back in 2006, September 18, 2006. It's interesting how this always happens. You know, September 18, 2006, Sam Gardner's on Situation Room talking about war with Iran, 9/11, essentially, a week after. And then September 18, 2007, Alan Greenspan's on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. And, you know, the relationships don't frankly matter. These kind of incendiary sort of what I would call 9/11, 9/11 sound bites. Very, very interesting. Anyway. Anyway, we're headed into a break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have some technical difficulties straightened out and we'll move on down the road in terms of subject matter. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No, there's no. Welcome back. Welcome back. Unbelievable. Technology is not our friend. It's interesting how technology just decides not to cooperate at the perfect time. Isn't that fascinating? I think it's very interesting. So moving on, sort of, but not really. It's all the same information. It's all connected. And, you know, let me just summarize again the information on Iran. To be clear, I think what everyone should be looking at is the video that Aaron and Melissa Dykes posted, the Sam Gardner video that we played, Sam Gardner on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer back in 2006, September 18, 2006. And you heard Sam Gardner say, "We've been conducting operations in Iran for at least 18 months now. The evidence is overwhelming. This is a guy who teaches at the war colleges, who's written papers on the subject, and, you know, retired Air Force colonel, very well-connected guy. He says, we're doing it. We've been doing it. And as further corroboration, usually when the subject arises, I mention the fact that back in 2007 or 2008, I forget which, I talked to a Marine pilot that said that he had actually flown sorties in Iran. And so he was telling me from a boots on the ground perspective, essentially what Sam Gardner said on September 18th, 2006 on the Situation Room. He was confirming his firsthand knowledge of those operations. So the point is, just because it's not being reported on CNN doesn't mean that it hasn't been happening for the last 13 years now. And really, that just goes back to 9/11. You know, you go back to the stovepiping of intelligence as a pretext for war. You know, that weapons of mass destruction we heard 1,000 times, weapons of mass destruction that turned out not to be true. And of course, when that discussion arises, I always refer folks to Ralph McGahey's quote. Ralph McGahey said it best, 25-year CIA veteran. He said the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence to justify those activities. It shapes its intelligence even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability or weapons of mass destruction to support presidential policy. Disinformation is a large part of its covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. That's about as well as it can be said from a 25-year CIA veteran. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.